Hello, welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 7, Episode 22 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our Come Follow Me study through Doctrine and Covenants 41 to 44 in this week, the week of April the 28th to May the 4th. And there is a good long chapter or section here to get through in section 42. It was given in two sections, in two parts, and it's about the law that would be given in the Ohio. So there's a lot of things to get through here, and what I'll do is I'll just kind of go through the highlights, I suppose, or the things that stood out to me as I was reading through. But yeah, like I say, this whole section really was given as a earlier revelation had promised Joseph Smith, that it would talk about the laws of the Church of Christ. The Lord needed to speak through Joseph and establish, you know, the workings and the structure and the way the church worked, rather than just being Joseph Smith teaching good principles, but then not having a organization behind it. So start with verse 6. It says, "And ye shall go forth in the power of my Spirit, preaching my gospel two by two in my name, lifting up your voice as with the sound of a trump, declaring my word like unto the angels of God." We learn that this is to be a church that raises its voice, that teaches the gospel. I mean, there's been a lot of sections so far to individuals about how they need to open their mouths and how they need to begin to labour in the fields that are white or ready to harvest. But those were all to individual people, like I say. This is one of the few sections we've had so far which are directed to the church in general. And so this is a call to all of the members to go forth and to speak up. It says, President Thomas F. Monson said, quote, "We are a missionary-minded people. We have a divine mandate to proclaim the message of the restoration. You young men here this night are on the threshold of your missionary opportunity." That energetic missionary from the Book of Mormon, even Alma, provides for us a blueprint of missionary conduct. Close quote. And then it continues in verse 7, saying, "Ye shall go forth baptizing with water, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This message of repentance is a joy and a blessing to the world. Marion G. Romney said, quote, "Ours is the responsibility of officially declaring repentance unto all the inhabitants of the earth. None are exempt. We must discharge this responsibility regardless of the manner in which our message is received. I regard this commission to declare the saving principle of repentance as a great blessing. I am grateful to my Father in heaven for it. For there are few things more tormenting to me than to be faced with a distressing situation about which I can do nothing. It is a sustaining and comforting feeling to know that the course you are trying to get people is to take the course of the Redeemer would have to have them take if he were here in person." Close quote. And I think this is something we often forget, maybe, when we are invited to share the message of the gospel or to do missionary work. Is that ultimately all we are trying to do is to share with people what the Saviour would share if he were with them at that moment. And it is done out of love and to bring people to him. We then learn later about how in the church one needs to have the Spirit in order to teach. We read, it's a fairly well-known verse, "And the Spirit shall be given unto you by the prayer of faith, and if you receive not the Spirit, ye shall not teach." The Spirit needs to be present. We need to invite the Spirit into our teaching, in church and out of church, when we are teaching about the gospel of Jesus Christ. President Jeffrey R. Holland said, quote, "Do we teach the gospel by the Spirit of truth?" he has inquired, "or do we teach it some other way? No eternal learning can take place without that quickening of the Spirit from heaven. So parents, teachers and leaders, we must face our tasks the same way Moses faced the promised land, knowing he could succeed no other way. Moses said to Jehovah, 'If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence.'" Close quote. Now, of course, you know, we can't just then say, "Oh, I don't have the Spirit with me, I'm not teaching my lesson today." But it's something which we need to remember, that the Spirit is the ultimate teacher, not us, and we need to invite that presence to be with us as we prepare and plan and then deliver lessons that we teach, whether that be in our home, in a church setting, or anywhere else, really. Thank you so much for studying with me today, and until we meet again.